Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So we're going to start a little early because I just saw my friend Jen out in the hallway and I was like, get in here. Get in here, woman. You have lost your voice. I have lost my voice. And so you and I sound like, I don't know, Deborah Wingers from like the 1970s or something.
And then I said, I sound like Rod Stewart ate Demi Moore. We are right on today.
We need to make a demo tape, girl, today. Thank you for being here. This is going to be a fun little segment. I'm so excited about this. The Parade of Hearts started quite a while ago, but I love hearts. You know, my only tattoo is my little heart that I share with my children on my wrist. Hearts are very meaningful to me. We have them all over the home. I have friends who have purchased these at auction when it was all said and done. Jen Nusbeck joins us. She is the CEO of Clutch KC and also the executive director of Parade of Hearts. And my buddy Will was sending out an email about this yesterday, and I said, get that girl on the phone. And he said, I'll do one better. I'll get her in the studio. So thank you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. And it's great to lay eyes on you.
It's been a while.
It has.
So I love this. Dan Weinbaum was the one out in the newsroom who said to me, you know, the hearts are going to be different this year.
Wow, like, that sounds just like me.
I know.
Me.
It does sound just like you, Dan. So tell us about it. What will people see? When will they see it? And what is different about it this year?
Well, let's talk about the new design. In previous years, it was definitely paying homage to the history of the KC heart we've seen from the Monarchs to Paul Rudd wearing the
Charlie Hustle.
That's it. And so we did a submission for designers, and it's a foot taller and a foot wider. And we are very proud to be truly the heartland. Now, Dana, we have joked that people from South Dakota to Ohio claim the heartland, but we truly are the heartland. Yeah. So we did a keyhole cut of a heart cut out inside this new form structure, because we're not showing just the rest of the U.S.,
right,
but the globe. We have the biggest hearts, and that's why you see the outer side of the frame is a full circle, and we're going to leave it to the liberty of the artist. Does that look like a globe? Is it a soccer ball? Is it not even nothing but a canvas for them?
Because these will dot all of Kansas City ahead of the World Cup, obviously.
I'm so proud to say we just announced this morning 150 artists selected and will be placed in over 50 cities across the region.
Wow. Wow, wow. Because we're going to have people from all over the globe in all kinds of cities, not just Kansas City proper. So you announced the 150 heartists today, not artists, heartists. Love it. And how did you choose them? A lot of people want to get their creative hands on this thing.
So we don't, thankfully, because this year in June, all summer long, over 500 submissions happened.
Oh, wow.
So we have an independent, they're a bunch of professionals, and that took them 4 weeks to narrow down to 150.
And so what happens now? How long do they have to make them? Where do they go? Who gets to decide where they go? Because we all have our favorite ones around town.
You do?
Oh, yeah. There's the lock one. The lock one over by Shawnee Pizza is one of my favorite.
We just can't say we have favorites. It's like picking a favorite child, right?
Right, right, right.
Yes, of course. As soon as it was announced, the artists want to know, when can I pick up my blank form? So later this month, through coordination, where they're all stored right now, they will start picking them up late October, early November. They have 4 months
to
work on
it. 4 months to figure it out. And really anything they want. I mean, obviously within reason. I mean,
well, they had to submit their title, the description.
Yeah. We don't want lewd and lascivious artwork around town.
Well, you know,
within reason, people.
Okay. One, it is unbelievable the pride that comes in these designs they submitted. But these designs need to be exactly what's going to be put on there.
Got it.
So it's not about anything political or that are argumentative. You know, what we really look for is to make sure there aren't trademark infringements,
right, all that
and
stuff.
All of that stuff. But other than that, it is unbelievable the pride
we have seen the cows on parade. We've seen the hearts on parade. Where do the hearts go when it's all said and done? Do you just have some big storage facility there? If they're not purchased or if they're not auctioned off, does the artist own it? Does the city own it? Like, who owns the hearts?
So this is my favorite question. We all love the cows, but most didn't know it was a group of New York lawyers.
No way.
Yes. And they said, let's do this in a couple of cities, some cow towns. And yes, it was amazing for us. But the majority of the money raised here did not stay here.
Got it.
Great intentions. We love the cows. Fast forward, Parade of Hearts really came out of a group. It is the old but still adage of ideas on a napkin. 99% of them get thrown away.
Yep.
This one did not. And so just some incredible Kansas City leaders came together, and we're now a true public charity. So we are fully funded by private and public contributions. So after the hearts are on display, the vast majority of them go up for auction because the region of Kansas City is the beneficiary for 2026, including all the hardest.
I have seen these in schools. I've seen these in front yards. I've seen these in businesses. And might I say, I did love the cows. These are a lot easier to display than the cows were. I mean, the cows were, just from a spatial standpoint, gigantic. This is better, I think, for the community. If you want to get your hands on one of these, you can.
And freestanding, as these artists pick them up, they're only 80 pounds.
Oh, really?
They're made of fiberglass.
Okay.
And so when they're finished in February, there's a big process to get them ready for Kansas City weather for spring through all
free
summer.
Freestyle cycle,
you
all
got
that.
It. And so they don't anchor to the ground. They anchor to a 300-pound tamper-proof base. And by the way, no one's ever tried to take one or steal one, but they do have 24/7 GPS trackers
in them. Thank you for saying that.
Yes.
There are 24/7 GPS trackers in them.
And ironically, but I love it, it is a heartbeat sound that goes back to the company that will alert us.
Oh,
and
that
was not intentional, but it's awesome.
And then last question, when will we know? Do you just put them out there like a scavenger hunt and you see them around town? Or if you are with a city and you're listening and you really want one of these in your town, have the locations already been chosen? And how will just the viewing public find them?
So we will announce the locations for the first time ever a month in advance.
Got it.
They'll go on public display early April, all the way through the end of August. And how they find them is also how the beneficiary is the Kansas City region. We are gifting them a full first ever mobile tourism app. We're just going to be one small part of it.
Yeah.
And so we're gifting this to the cities and counties that we'll have long after 2026 Parade of Hearts.
I love it.
And how they find one another, everybody's got their story. But Dana, at the end of the day, so many people are impacted, not visitors more so than our own residents will come and visit areas they'd never been to. And there's a couple of stories that are mind-blowing. The Overland Park lady.
Tell that story, please.
I would love to. So if you've ever been to Ruby Jean's Juicery, if you haven't, you should go. Oh, 30th and Troost. It is an early June morning, 2022. We're about to wrap up our first year. I get an early phone call from the owner, Chris Good. And he's in tears. It's 6 a.m., Dana.
Yeah.
I barely had my coffee. So he says, I have to tell you what happened yesterday. around lunchtime, he watched an elderly lady, and I'm not sure if she had a walker or a cane, but she was by herself, disabled to some capacity. She's trying to take her own selfie. Mm-hmm. He walks out, introduces himself, that big, bright smile, and she said, I have visited all 155 hearts. I have one left. And I was scared to death to come down to 30th and Troost. Oh, wow. And I'm so embarrassed. She says, I raised my family in the southern part of the region, and we never came down here. And how she left it was, what have we been missing? It's so beautiful down here. I still get goosebumps as I tell this story. That was 2022. She still goes down and visits Ruby Jean's and is so proud of that area. So people in our own communities are learning about one another, and the bonds and friendships and things that have grown out of this is remarkable.
Jen Nesbeck, CEO of Clutch KC and also the executive director of Parade of Hearts. Please go to theparadeofhearts.com. Theparadeofhearts.com. Follow along. Learn more about the artists. Learn more about how you can get involved. Thank you so much for joining us today. Be well, my friend.
Thank you.
We're back with much more Straight Ahead. Stick with us.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.